I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Art, good morning. How's everything?
Good morning. Everything's going okay. Could use a little warmer temperature out there, but other than that, we're okay.
Yeah, I agree with you. Most definitely. All right, let's get right down to business. Heard you make the rounds a little bit yesterday and just dovetailing off of some of the things that you had said. So you had said that you'd like to sign, the organization would like to sign Le'Veon Bell to a long-term deal. What gives you the indication, if he balked at such an offer last year about this time, that this time would be different, Art?
Well, I can't compare us to last season. Obviously, it's a whole new situation now. The only thing I will say is, I think Le'Veon wants to be here. He's made it very clear that he'd like to, have a long-term deal and wants to stay a Steeler, and so that. That certainly helps when both sides want to get something done. Gives you the best chance of getting something done.
Art, how much risk is there, though, in signing him with his history of either failed or missed tests, that he's just one failed or missed test away from, investing a lot of money in a guy and then not being able to use him if he gets suspended for a year?
I think over the last season in particular, he's demonstrated that hopefully we're past all of that. And I think he's a player that wants to be a great player, understands what it takes to be a great player, and hopefully has learned his lesson.
Mr. Rooney, when the team goes 13-3, it's tough to talk about distractions. But there were quite a few things that showed its face week in, week out. For you personally, looking at your team, was there frustration to see that the players didn't do as good a job of keeping their dirty laundry frustrations and social media in the locker room?
Josh, I would say in general, I as you said, when you win 13 games in this league, it's hard to complain about the focus of the team. And so, that's kind of the main barometer in terms of looking week in and week out. I think we showed up and played and won a lot of games and put ourselves in a position to have the bye. So I think, I don't see anything that I would say needs major surgery in terms of that situation. Obviously, there are always things, lessons that you can learn, and we'll talk about that. But we live in an age where social media is here. It's not going away. I think at times we need to be smarter about it, but by the same token, it's something that some days it can be a blessing, some days it can be a curse, and we just have to, be smart about it.
Steelers team president Art Rooney here on the Fan Morning Show. Okay, back to Bell for one second. Let's say things work out swimmingly, and you sign him, he agrees to a deal, and it's great, and you move forward. This is a league, a capped league, in where the defense would it have to be plug and play then? Would you have to build through the draft? Because you can't do both, it wouldn't seem. Get everybody you need on defense and sign Le'Veon Bell, Mr. Rooney.
Well, there's no question. You have to. There are trade-offs, and I always say that putting a roster together in the salary cap era is like putting a jigsaw puzzle together. You have to, make sure all the pieces fit and so we'll have to make those decisions based on the kind of contract that we do with Le'Veon. The only thing I will say is that it's probably helpful to understand what that piece looks like sooner rather than later for planning purposes. But there will be trade-offs that we have to make. By the same token, I think our defense got a lot of good young players that we think are still improving, I hope they continue to improve, particularly guys on the, on that front line. I think we've got room for improvement in those some of the young linebackers we have. So there's work to be done, but I think there's a lot of potential.
When Keith Butler came in for Dick LeBeau, was there an organizational philosophy where there's less apprehension now to play rookies on defense?
It's probably a fair thing to say that. You know, Dick was not all that excited about playing rookies and young guys, and so we've probably since Keith came in, we've probably played some people a little earlier than when Dick was here. So yeah, it's probably a fair observation.
Yeah, Art, getting back to, I got one more question about Le'Veon. If, let's say the things turn out the way they did last year and you guys cannot come to terms by the end of the franchise tag window, which I think is in early March, if I'm not mistaken, would you definitely franchise him?
You know, Jim, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Our focus at this point is to see if we can get a long-term deal done, and we've got a few weeks to figure that out. So that's what we're focused on at this point.
I always wondered this with, and I know you guys always say it's a, you know, Mike and Kevin Colbert are always asked about who has the final say in the draft and all this other stuff. And people that go to training camp can see this. After every workout, you're there in the middle of the field, and you and Mike Tomlin and Kevin Colbert talk about, you know, whatever. How hands-on are you? A lot of owners, you know, that have nowhere near the background that you and your family have seem like they get involved in a lot of stuff. How much input do you have with Mike and Kevin, or do you just kind of sit back and let them do their jobs with a little parental advice from time to time?
Well, you know, number one, I think those guys are very good at what they do. So, you know, I participate in the conversation. I talk to both of them almost every day. And so, you know, it really depends on what subject we're dealing with. But you know, they're both always open to discuss, you know, how are we doing something better, and I think having the kind of relationship that we have, particularly between Mike and Kevin, they, you know, they work well together and have a lot of respect for one another, and so you know, I'm certainly very happy with the way that works.
And obviously, Ben talking about the fact that he wants to play further than his next 2 years. Messes up or skews the forecast that Kevin Colbert and yourself have to look for to get a replacement for Ben. But how important is that to have this replacement on the roster when Ben decides to step down?
Well, you know, it's hard to predict those things, and I think the good news is Ben, you know, Ben wants to play a few more years, and I think based on the way he played this year, he looks like he's, you know, more than capable of doing that, and so. Look, we just have to approach each draft with evaluating, you know, who's there and the, you know, the best selections we can make for our team at that point in time. You know, if a quarterback is there that, you know, we think can help us in the future, we'll take a look at it. You never know.
Art Rooney, the second Steelers team president, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. How integral was Ben in the selection of the new offensive coordinator?
Well, look, I think we felt like we have a strong offense. We did not want to sort of start over and bring in somebody with a new system and new terminology. You know, Randy has been here. Ben's very comfortable with him. So there were a lot of reasons to, you know, to go with Randy, and certainly Ben's comfort with him was one of the factors.
Art, of course, we all miss your dad, and he was so influential and had such a large voice in league matters and did have for a number of years. Do you just step into his shoes at league meetings and do you still command the voice that he commanded?
Well, you know, Jim, I wouldn't say that I, you know, have the same voice that he has. I mean, he certainly over his career really had a great impact on the league, as you say, and as did my grandfather. You know, I think that I have the respect of the owners and certainly the respect of the commissioner, and so I think my dad always felt like it was important for the Steelers to be active in league affairs and you know, sort of protect the Pittsburgh piece of the puzzle, if you will, and so you know, I'm very active in the league and serve on a lot of different committees, and you know, I guess doing my best to fill his shoes as best I can.
If James Harrison retires or plays another year elsewhere and wants to come back for one day to sign a contract to retire a Steeler, is that an option, or did he burn a bridge?
You know, Josh, I think we'll let the dust settle for a while. James had a great career here, and obviously the way it ended was disappointing from a lot of different standpoints. So the end of players' careers is sometimes not very pretty. Seeing Franco Harris in a Seahawks jersey was like one of our worst nightmares. So things like this happen at the end of players' careers, and like I said, we'll probably let the dust settle for a while, and we'll see where that goes.
Just a couple more minutes with Art Rooney here on the Fan Morning Show. Now, I saw that you had said you expect Ryan is going to be here one way or the other and have a role with the team one way or the other in 2018 for sure. That's Ryan Shazier we speak of. He's due to count $8.7 million on the Steelers' salary cap in 18, even if he can't play, Mr. Rooney. And let's say he can't play. Does it turn into a workman's comp case at some point, or how does that get meted out through the league? Does insurance trigger, or how does that work?
You know, there are a lot of pieces to that, Colin, that I don't think it would be appropriate for me to get into. A lot of those decisions are Ryan's decisions that he will have to make as time goes forward. We're not putting any kind of ceiling on him in terms of where he's going and where his career is going, and he's not putting a ceiling on it either. I think he's made great progress over the last couple of months, and he's still working hard in his rehab routine. We're just happy that he's made the progress that he made, and he's now coming into the office almost every day and helping the team. I think he's somebody that he wants to be able to make a contribution, and I know one way or the other he will this season, and that's our focus right now.
Is this where you lean on your father and your grandfather and the lessons you learned from them and say the Steelers will take care of him? One way or the other?
I would say that hopefully over the years, players know that we try to take care of them no matter what happens. And, historically, we've had a good relationship with a lot of players through thick and thin. Ryan is a great person, and sometimes you get to know somebody better, unfortunately, through adverse circumstances, and that's sort of been the case with him. His determination and positive spirit in terms of how he's dealt with all this really has been an inspiration. I certainly hope that we have a long-term relationship with him no matter how his career turns out.
We've seen how big the NFL has grown and I guess continues to grow, because sometimes we talk about, is there too much with Thursday Night Football, and yet you got a bigger contract for that now. How do you keep the bottom from falling out, and can the league continue to grow like this?
I think that we'll have different challenges going forward. As you all know, the media business is changing dramatically. The television business is changing dramatically. The way people consume content and watch our games is going to change as time evolves. So there will be, I would say, both challenges and opportunities as these things continue to change. As a league, we've gone through different changes over the years that we'll have to see how we meet the challenge. But I think there are still opportunities to grow, and particularly in some international opportunities or the things that we'd like to take advantage of.
Team in Ireland, Mr. Rooney, that works for me.
Well, we'd certainly like to play a game over there. My dad would have loved to have seen us play another game. As you may know, we did play a preseason game over there in the 90s, and he was always hoping we'd get a chance to do that again. So you never know. Maybe we'll pull it off at some point.
Art Rooney II, Steelers team president. Mr. Rooney, we thank you so very much for joining us, and hopefully it'll warm up for you. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys. Good to be with you.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Rooney.
Great stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.